listening to Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Anna Caroline Caruso, NACM's Editor-in-Chief. On this special Industry Insight episode, I have with me Cindy Jacobson, former credit manager turned senior solutions consultant with BlackLine, to talk about how automation can help bridge gaps in staffing. Hey, Cindy, welcome.
Hi, Anna Caroline. It's really nice to meet you, and thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited about this topic because it's one that we discuss a lot with members. So to kick us off, can you talk about what are some typical workload challenges faced by credit and finance teams today?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually spent the bulk of my career managing order to cash and was a director of credit for many years. So I can completely understand kind of the challenges. I've been there. I've done that, right? And so when I think about some of the typical workload challenges organizations are facing today, there's just a ton of them, especially in that manual world, right? So starting with that invoice delivery, timely getting those invoices out and in the hands of their customers, getting those payments once the payment comes in. Many organizations see fluctuations in volumes, right? So where maybe on a day-to-day, you might be okay and be able to get those payments processed manually. You get those fluctuations in volume and all of a sudden you're inundated, right? And really getting those payments timely and accurately applied to the invoices at invoice level is really critical. That impacts your collection activities as well. And when I'm talking about collection activities, everybody does collections. But the question is, are you getting everybody contacted that needs to be contacted? Most cases in that manual world, you're not. Delays in dispute resolution, when you think about workloads, you've got to get those timely and accurately recorded, resolved, understand whether or not it's a legitimate one, get that expense accounted for. If not, try and recoup those funds. And then get yourself in a position where you can kind of analyze what's causing your disputes. Reconciliation of the AR subledger to bank. So when you think about kind of all that workload, you got to think about month end too, right? So you got to timely be able to get that AR subledger to bank reconciliation done. You can't do that if you're not getting your cash posted timely. Visibility. When I think about the reporting that I used to have to do at the end of the month to kind of say, here's an assessment of AR and where we're at and where our challenges are and what our DSO is and why our DSO looks the way that it is and what customers do we have that are potential risk. That can take hours and hours and hours and hours of data mining in a manual world. Reworking of cash. A lot of times you get cash payments in, you know where it goes, you're not sure what it gets applied to. New account processing, blocked order reviews, credit risk assessments. I mean, when I think about workload challenges, all of those really kind of become a challenge. We were always expected to do more with less. Most organizations are running on a lean team anyway. When you lose staff, that just even makes it more of a challenge. There are a lot of things you touch in AR, and I sometimes don't think people really realize just exactly how many areas that department is responsible for.
Most definitely. I know that credit managers have loads of responsibilities, and I think everything that you just said really proves that. And you touched on this a little bit, but it kind of leads into my next question, is how do staffing shortages impact the efficiency and effectiveness of credit operations, which are so important for every organization?
When you're in a manual process kind of world, you're already inefficient. Then when you add staffing shortages on top of that, that can significantly impact that inefficiency. You just become more inefficient because you're asking folks to step in and pitch in and do things maybe they've not done before. Maybe you lost somebody off of the cash team and they had all this tribal knowledge and they know exactly how to work the accounts, but now you're asking somebody from the collections team. Maybe he's only familiar with their customers, and now you're asking them all to pitch in. They're going to be very slow. It's not going to be near as effective. You're increasing their overall workloads, when you've got staff shortages. Well, they're not going to be able to get larger workloads done in the same amount of time. One of the issues with manual processes when everything is manual is they possess a lot of that institutional knowledge. So they've got a lot of really valuable insights and expertise that you just can't very easily replace. You're just putting your remaining staff at risk of burnout because they're already stressed out. They're probably already a little burned out anyway. I know my staff already, when I think back in my day, they already worked longer hours, put in overtime. Now you add on to their workload, and that just kind of exacerbates that more. And that can actually lead to a loss of an employee. It hurts their morale.
Yeah, it sounds like it kind of comes full circle. You know, staffing shortages lead to burnout, which leads to more loss of staff. So let's talk about some solutions. What role does automation play in addressing workload and staffing shortages within the credit department?
So you'll see automatically a turnover reduction. Employees really are looking for a place where they can have that work-life balance. And that's really become kind of one of the leading causes of turnover. When employees live in kind of that manual, mundane process, it doesn't allow them to advance their career. How do you advance their skill set when they don't have these tools? When you drive automation, you're going to increase the capacity within your team. You're taking all of that mindless, mundane work out of their hands. That gives them opportunity to really increase their skill set because they're going to be asked to work on other higher value added activities. And that's really important, especially when you look at the younger workforce. They're very tech savvy. I mean, they've grown up with tech. They don't want to work for an organization that they perceive is still living kind of in the Stone Ages, if you will. In fact, I actually had hired somebody one time and he turned and he looked at me and he said, "This is not what I was hired to do." And I said, "Well, what are you talking about?" And he goes, "It's all administrative work. Like I might as well be a secretary." He just felt that it was so manual, so mundane. He didn't see where he could really provide any value to the organization. And employees want to feel like they're providing value to the company that they work for. And they're working in a place that's going to try and advance their career and provide them with the necessary tools to do that.
Yes, all really great points, especially in a profession like B2B credit, where we want the next generation to be excited to become credit managers and use these new tools that make credit management maybe more exciting. So can any of those tasks or processes that you talked about a little bit earlier be automated to alleviate workload pressure?
Yeah, there's actually a lot that can be automated. If you kind of think about it in the cycle, right? So first off, getting those customer invoices sent. I can remember, you know, we would print out hard copy invoices. And then I actually had a gal, that's all she did every day was sit and collate the invoices and get them all prepped and carry them down to the mailroom, et cetera. So you can automate that whole invoice processing. Getting those sent via email automatically to the customer. And you can even actually drive some automation, making it easier for your customers, right? To kind of self-service their accounts. Then you can absolutely drive automation in the allocation of the payment processing itself. So you can decrease errors. You can actually reduce manual effort of that piece alone by up to 85% with automation. So really adding a lot of capacity back to the team that's responsible for getting those funds applied. Even things like collections, you know, in that manual process, they're running an age trial balance. Maybe they're running it once a week. You can utilize some collection automation to actually create a collector's work list. Collectors typically in the manual world lose about 35% because they're spending 35% of their time just trying to determine who do I contact today? Who should I be relooking at their credit to see if we need to change their credit limit, whether that's an increase or a decrease? Put some automation in there. Get some risk policies in place and let the solution look at their customers' payment behavior, their sales values, all of that information, and bring that to the forefront, right? Let it tell you where you should be focusing for risk at. So there's lots of areas where you can drive automation.
Yeah, it sounds like there are loads of benefits when it comes to automation. So what's the barrier? Why are some credit departments still hesitant to adopt automation? What are some common misconceptions or concerns about implementing automation?
You know, it used to be AR was kind of one of those departments that was one of the last ones to get budget for kind of some of those things, automation and additional tools. I think folks are finally starting to see that we need to look at AR a little bit differently. But I still think one of the biggest things is they think, you know, the team is not, they're not going to want to learn something new and they'll never adopt it. They'll never use it. And I can tell you from my own experience, I had some hesitancy there as well when I looked to put something in place for my team. And what I found was, and I had a lot of people on my team where they had been there 15 years, right? So my thought was, oh my gosh, these people, they've been here forever. They are not going to want to change. They don't like change. And what I found was they were a little reluctant in the beginning. But then once they saw the positive aspects of what automation can do for them, give them that work-life balance, really give them capacity so that they could work on other higher value added activities, which help them improve their skill set. It helped them achieve their goals. Achieving their goals helped align to the company corporate goals and objectives. You'll be pleasantly surprised to see how they will adapt and they'll like it. They'll be so glad that you made the change. I think the other misconception is they think their ERP can do everything. Well, you know, we've got an ERP, it's got AR functionality, and it does a pretty good job of getting the job done. ERPs are great and they have their place. They're very limited, right? And especially it depends on which ERP that you're using. But even in your top ERPs, there's gaps. And that's where automation software can come in.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for being with us, Cindy, and sharing your insights. This was such a great conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop by booth 507 at Credit Congress from June 9th through the 12th to chat with Blackline experts. Blackline is a Platinum Credit Congress sponsor and a proud credit industry partner of NACM. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn.